Later that night, as I lay awake in the dark bedroom I shared with Gypsy, I listened to my sister's even breathing and to the steady patter of Fish's worried rain. I could hear Mama and Rocket moving around downstairs, sweeping up glass and replacing light bulbs. And though Grandpa had gone to bed as well, every now and then the ground would rumble and the floor would shake as though the earth below us had a bellyache. Mama and Rocket were leaving for Salina early in the morning and planning to stay in a motel near the hospital. I had begged to go see Papa and stay in a motel and get some of those little soaps all wrapped up in paper. But the rest of us had to stay at home with Grandpa. Rocket got to go because his electric touch was the only thing that could make the old station wagon run. Nobody had said anything about my birthday. Nobody had said much about much. I lay awake most of the night, unable to sleep, until Mama tiptoed in with the dawn to whisper a soft goodbye, kissing my cheek lightly with her perfect pink lips. Still upset that I wasn't allowed to go with her and Rocket to Salina, I pretended to be asleep, and soon after, I heard the car doors slam and the engine rumble to life at Rocket's spark as he and Mama drove away. That Friday before my birthday, Fish was in charge of looking after Gypsy and Grandpa Bamba. It was my job to get Samson up and ready for school and to make sure we both made it up the 3 steep steps of the big orange bus that took Samson and me the 15 miles to school in Hebron, Nebraska. I had to poke and prod Broody Samson up the long, soggy, boggy road toward our mailbox, which had fallen over in the night after getting pushed 10 feet farther out to the west from all of Grandpa's worried rumbling. Samson didn't say much waiting for the bus, but Samson never did. "It's Missy Pissy and her storm cloud," Ashley Bing said every day when Samson and I climbed onto the bus. And every day, Emma Flint repeated, "Missy Pissy," with a snorting laugh, like it was a new and funny joke each time. The kids at school had learned on my very first day that my real name was Mississippi, which had been unfortunate. We Beaumonts got enough whispers and giggles as it was. The rumors were fierce, and I'd heard them all. "Look, it's the weird kids. My mom said they had to move here because one of them got into some huge kind of trouble. I heard the oldest brother got hit by lightning, and now he's dangerous and hardly ever leaves the house."
"That family ought to live in an ark. It's almost always storming at their place, and one of these days, they'll just wash away for good."
I knew that after I blew out my own 13 dripping candles, it'd be adios and aloha to Hebron Middle School, as well as to Ashley Bing and Emma Flint, and everyone else like them. After my birthday, my poor moody Samson would be a lonesome shadow in the back of the big orange bus, while I grew moss in pickle jars with Fish and Rocket back at home. It was hard for us Beaumont kids to make friends and keep them. It wasn't safe to invite anyone over with Fish and Rocket still learning to scumble their savvies. We couldn't risk someone finding out or getting hurt by sparks or storms if my brothers lost control. Like so many things, a savvy could take years to tame. And Mama and Papa said the ups and downs of growing up only added to the challenge. My last day at Hebron Middle School was a slow, creeping crawl of a day. It was hard, hard, hard to concentrate on X plus Y equals Z when my thoughts were all tied up at Salina Hope Hospital. It was harder still to spell accommodate and adolescence and armadillo when I thought of Papa waiting for Mama to come and give him a fairy tale kiss that would wake him up. And I couldn't imagine how often in my life it might be so very important to spell armadillo. But of all things, it was hardest to listen to Ashley Bing and Emma Flint whisper and stare when the teacher said,
"I'd like everyone to join me in wishing Mibs Beaumont a fond farewell. Today is her last day with us here at Hebron Middle School. Mibs will be homeschooled beginning next week.